The following program is brought to you in living color.
Ladies and gentlemen,
let the attack begin.
What are you doing here?
Testing for radioactivity.
Radioactivity? What is this radioactivity?
Warning. The program you're about to hear does not necessarily share the opinions and viewpoints of this radio station. Some of the material and interviews have been altered for entertainment purposes only. If you have any complaints about the Dorfon Sports Radio program, please contact our customer care service center at 1-800.
Yo, mama!
And now, the most eye-popping, jaw-dropping, smash-mouth, bone-crunching, heart-stopping, cutting-edge, interactive sports commentary show on the radio, Dorf on Sports. Now, here's your host, Andy Dorf.
Good morning and welcome in. It is the weekend edition of Dorf on Sports. I am Jeff Rich, filling in for the Dorf Band. I will have Mike Wilson from PacificTakes.com and the Dorf on Sports radio team riding shotgun alongside this weekend to break down the entire world of sports. Let's get some of the particulars out there right out of the jump. DorfOnSportsRadio.com. You can find all our shows, find blogs and articles there. Follow us on Twitter at Dorf Online. Find the Facebook page, Facebook.com/DorfOnSports. And what a week we had in the world of sports. Top-ranked boxing back in the conversation. NBA free agency. And baseball starting to heat up. We're starting to see some truth. Speaking of the truth, Mike Wilson. What's up, man?
Nothing much, man. It's just, you know, after that fight last night, I'm just trying to piece together when boxing's going to figure some stuff out here, because that was atrocious.
All right, Brisbane, break it down. Brisbane, Australia, Jeff Horn going at it with Manny Pacquiao, the name of the past versus what they hope to be the name of the future. Questionable decision at the end. It goes the distance down under. A little bit of an entertaining fight on what should be a dead sports weekend given the holiday. NBA free agency is always going to be what it is at the beginning of July. So, oh man, Mike, it's boxing, yeah. You can't get through the corrupt stories. So we're going to have that so much more. Dorf Band will check in with us in a little bit. I'm Jeff Rich. He's Mike Wilson. You are listening to the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition, and we'll be right back.
Nobody really needs or wants home security until it's too late. You've heard the statistics about how many burglaries there are per day. You see the news. You know there are people out there that do bad things. The best way to help protect your home and your property is with an ADT monitored system from Protect Your Home, an ADT authorized premier provider. Call right now to get a free wireless home security system valued at $850. An ADT monitored system can help protect your home from fires, theft, floods, and call for emergency help. Call now to find out more about our $850 free wireless home security system and start enjoying the peace of mind of security today. Call 800-587-4281, 800-587-4281, 800-587-4281. This offer is for new customers only. Termination fees apply. $99 customer installation charge and 36-month monitoring agreement required. All for details, license terms and conditions available at secureathome.com.
Are you an inventor who would like to try to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to companies, but you don't know what to do next? Call for free information from InventHelp. InventHelp, a leading inventor service company, has been helping inventors since 1984 and has sales offices located in more than 60 cities nationwide. You'll want to talk to the company that has helped secure more than 7,000 invention patents. So call InventHelp. Even if you have an idea for improving an existing product and don't know where to go with it, you'll still want to call InventHelp for free information. You'll find out how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to companies. So call now.
Call InventHelp at 1-800-316-1738. That's 1-800-316-1738. Get your free information by dialing 1-800-316-1738. That's 1-800-316-1738. 1-800-316-1738.
Hey, travelers. Do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right.
Call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1780. 855-325-1780. That's 855-325-1780.
Hello, good evening, everybody. First, I would like to thank God for giving me strength tonight and victory tonight, and I would like to thank to all the press and media. Thank you, muchas gracias, maraming salamat po to all of you, and I will see you soon.
What's that supposed to be, some kind of sick joke?
Hey everyone, welcome back. It is Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition with Jeff Rich filling in for the Dorf Man. Got Mike Wilson alongside, and it was fight night down under. And I think that ESPN Top Rank Boxing, I probably haven't watched it in many years. I do read Dan Raphael and a number of other boxing writers that said that last night's unanimous decision for Brisbane's own Jeff Horn over the aging 38-year-old Manny Pacquiao was a joke and a disgrace. Teddy Atlas thought much the same, even calling the fight, yelling out to the technical winner that he actually lost the fight. I think there's two aspects to this story. I think that there's the fight itself, and then there's the aftermath of the decision. And I think that boxing puts themselves in this predicament every time because there is no governing body. There is no accountability for these judges. And first of all, Mike, I'll get your opinion. Jeff Horn, 117 to 113. On one card, despite falling down, I think it was in the ninth.
Yeah, there's no way. There's no way. I've watched boxing long enough, and I've followed the boxing game long enough. There is no way that Horn won that fight. I mean, every time he was coming in, Manny had, you know, his counterpunch going. Horn was even grabbing, holding. I mean that kind of stuff does go on, but it just seemed like it was a little, it was overboard with Horn. But Manny landed more punches. He landed more power punches. He landed greater percentage of his punches. I mean, everything on the stat line favored Pacquiao. But in the end, you know, I don't know what those Aussie judges were thinking. I mean, I have no idea. And I was absolutely 100% in line with Teddy Atlas last night. With just being so upset that Pacquiao got screwed by the Boxing Federation. So, you know, is there going to be a rematch? I don't know. I mean, Pac said last night after the match that, you know, he would come back and rematch because it's in the contract and have a rematch. But I don't know if Pac just maybe in the end after let it sit for a week and just say, okay, maybe I'm just done. But I don't know if he wants to leave a sour taste like this in his mouth as his last fight.
You know, when you see a street fight or a bar fight, when you see the aftermath and you know, you see one guy, you're like, yeah, oh man, that was brutal. And you know, the joke is always you should see the other guy. I'm going to tell you that's the only basis I have for Horn winning this fight. You know, I watched this basically on mute at a pool party on Saturday night. Sure. And I came away with it. You know, I mean, there are a lot of stoppages to clean up the blood coming from Pacquiao, from every orifice of Pacquiao's body. I mean, he took a beating. He took a beating. You know, boxing is scored a different way, and you got to play within the parameters of the rules. And you got to, you know, you got to shoot to win, you know, by technical blows and landing punches. And I don't care about percentage of punches. If you throw 400 punches and you land 150 of them, and, you know, the other guy only throws 75, he lands all of them. I like the guy that's throwing 150 punches. I know that fatigue can come into play and things like that, but I think that there's an argument for Horn if the rules of boxing weren't so clearly stated.
Yeah, I mean, I can understand why, you know, a few people might see Horn winning, but you got to remember, those headbutts were not because of blows. They were the blows to the head were, they were headbutts. I mean, it wasn't anything with a punch or anything like that. You take a look at Horn's face. I mean, it looked like he had gone to Sephora and, you know, the makeup didn't blend very well into his face. It looked like his eyeball was, going to be hanging on the floor, rolling on the floor at any point. And Pac did. Yeah, Pac had blood everywhere, but it wasn't because of some blow to the head by a punch from Horn or anything like that. So that's I'm totally sold that Pac won that fight, even though the scoring judges didn't see it that way.
I gotta love Horn acting as if, you know, acting as if he won the fight. You know, it's funny because they come into the ring, you know, as soon as the bell rings in the 12th, and both corners are picking up their fighters as if to say you've definitely won this fight. And I was shocked when, you know, I saw the Horn corner lifting him up and, you know, throwing him in the air and everything. I was like, wait, did he TKO him? And, you know, I'm trying to figure out what's happening without sound there. And then I see Pacquiao's corner do the same thing. I was like, well, we don't have a result at all here. We don't have any kind of results. And I'm going to tell you something about boxing, man. And I think that because it's an appointment sport, because it's not just like, okay, the U.S. Open is this weekend and you show up now. I think that, you know, you get to a certain point where, you know, all of these fights happen too late. So we're trying to hang on to names from the past. And I think that's the case with Pacquiao. I don't really care if Pacquiao fights Horn again. I don't want to see Pacquiao fight Mayweather again. And I don't really want to see Floyd fight Conor McGregor either. I think that it's all gimmicky. And the arguments that Boston is that boxing is boring or a dying sport, I think that this fuels the fire for it, especially the corruptness.
Yeah, the corruptness part of it, and you had mentioned at in the opening that, you know, there's no governing body, there's no kind of regulation over that, and, you know, an oversight type committee with it. And last night just proved once again that boxing needs something like that, because you talk to 100 people and like 97 are going to see it that Pac won that fight. And I think if you don't even follow boxing that much and you just watch, you know, you just watch the fight, you would come to that same conclusion. But the oversight and the corruptness, Jeff, of boxing is certainly something that brings the sport down. And I don't know what it's going to take for those people in the boxing world and the boxing community to change that. But, it's something that's going to keep dragging the sport down.
I think the sport's been dragged down plenty by the Klitschko brothers. And I think that it comes down to the timing. The fact that we didn't see Mayweather Pacquiao when it would have been a lot more relevant. The fact that we didn't get Tyson and Evander, it was far too late in Tyson's career. There's just nothing in Tyson about boxing for me, you know, and now that we've got Pacquiao falling all the way to top ranked boxing, I know this is a big event for ESPN, but it's still free boxing, and a lot of people just watched it because it was made free to the public. And maybe that's a direction that boxing should consider to market themselves a little bit better.
Yeah, they got to do something, because the MMA and those, that kind of battle sports is making headway into boxing and taking boxing fans from them. I mean, you can get those fights a lot on like Fox Sports 1 and different outlets, and not necessarily pay-per-view every single time. So, I kind of agree with you there a little bit, Jeff, that it needs to maybe bring it back to the masses and have it, you know, on ESPN or Fox or TBS or TNT or something, where more people can get into it and see the fight without having to pay you know, $80 or $90 for a pay-per-view event.
Yeah, the problem is you still have to be compelling. It, you know, it still has to be
true.
Yeah. You know, MMA tried it on CBS with, you know, and I know that's on Fox Sports 1 and everything now, but, you know, they tried it with the name, not a great fighter in Kimbo Slice, and it wasn't a great fight, and the whole, you know, the whole product ended up going flop.
Yeah, yeah, no kidding. And the, you know, it's just, boxing just, I don't know, it steps on its own 2 feet. When it maybe it has something positive going for itself, it takes a step forward and then takes like 2 or 3 steps back and is right back to where people, you know, think boxing is, where it's just kind of a gimmick and it's so corrupt and, you know, there's really no, there's really no oversight to it and those kind of things. So, yeah.
You know, a free event, holiday weekend, probably drew in a lot more viewers than you typically would on July 1. Speaking of that, we'll get into something that ESPN tried this weekend. I'm Jeff Rich, Mike Wilson, riding alongside. It is Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition, and we'll be right back.
Want to fly somewhere? Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Then call. That's right. Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. Low-cost airlines has all kinds of cheap travel deals. Fly domestically and save up to 75%. You can even fly internationally and save even more. Yes, fly anywhere in the world and save a lot of money on your plane tickets. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. So don't book your tickets until you call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels. Call right now for prices so low they can't be published. Travel experts are here 24/7 to help. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
The sun can make your outdoor deck and patio space so hot and uncomfortable you can't use it. But now there's the Sunsetter Retractable Awning. A Sunsetter Retractable Awning opens and closes in just 60 seconds, and it keeps your patio about 20 degrees cooler. It provides instant shade and protection from the sun's harmful rays. You can get your Sunsetter for as little as $5.99 when you call now to get your special $200 discount certificate and free awning idea kit. You're going to love your Sunsetter Retractable Awning. Sunsetter awnings are assembled in America and guaranteed to last. So call 800-692-0268 now to get a free awning idea kit with DVD plus your $200 Sunsetter discount certificate. This is a limited time offer, so call 800-692-0268. That's 800-692-0268 for your free awning idea kit with DVD and $200 discount certificate. There's no obligation, so call 800-692-0268 now.
Hi, I'm Dr. Robert Clapper, Chief of Orthopedic Surgery at Cedars-Sinai Medical Group in Los Angeles, California. Dedicated to your health, your life, and your sports. As a weekend warrior, you know about sports injuries and pain. Exercise is an important element in keeping your body's core in good shape to minimize sports injuries. But when you are in pain, there is one product that I recommend to my patients, and that is Blue Goo Gel. Blue Goo consists of a proprietary formula developed specifically for the treatment of inflammation and general muscle aches and strains. I recommend Blue Goo for my patients coping with hip and knee pain before surgery, especially bursitis and tendonitis. Give Blue Goo a try. Call 1-888-330-0123 and you'll receive a 1-week supply of Blue Goo absolutely free. The makers of Blue Goo are even paying the shipping. The number again is 1-888-330-0123. If you want more information on Blue Goo, visit online at www.dothegoo.com.
Now available at select Big Five stores near you.
Them belts are mine. Whatever they want to say, and they can say, oh, well, we took the belt and now it's this guy's belt. You can play with those fake belts all you want. The real Jose was KO'd, Eddie was KO'd. You're looking at the 2-weight world champion, and that's it. And that's it.
Everybody,
everybody. Welcome back. And that was Conor McGregor. He's always got something to say. I'm Jeff Rich. I got Mike Wilson alongside. We broke down the Jeff Horn, Manny Pacquiao fight and, you know, and the result of it in the first segment there. But now let's shift gears a little bit and let's talk a little bit of NBA free agency. ESPN tries this thing, you know, and they just brought in Adrian Wojnarowski, who is the authority on breaking news in the National Basketball Association. And I'm gonna tell you, Mike, I'm watching SportsCenter on Friday night, the six. Jermele Hill is out, so it's Michael Smith. It's Michael Smith rolling solo. And you know, I just had DirecTV hooked up at my house. I've been off the grid here for a little while. And, you know, so I'm watching SportsCenter for the first time without Scott Van Pelt in years. I often catch Van Pelt after the big games, after Monday Night Football, when I'm out and about. But, you know, the cord has been taped back together if I cut it a couple of years ago. And ESPN tries this thing on a Friday night on a holiday weekend. I know the free agency falls where it falls with Rachel Nichols, and it's this two-hour special on free agency, probably Tom Penn. I didn't tune in for it, but I thought it was interesting that they would try something. They would try an ESPN special on a typical non-TV watching weekend, but with all of the movement, at least in the Western Conference or towards the Western Conference in the NBA, has free agency almost become a bigger deal than the regular season itself?
Oh, you could make that argument real easy. I think that, you know, and Dorf and I were talking about this the other day, in between breaks, that the free agency and the draft and all the off season stuff with the NBA is a lot better than the in season stuff, because it's just drama, and there was no drama in the regular season, really. I mean, we both know who was going to really kind of make it to the finals and that kind of thing, but man, this offseason with the NBA is just, you know, the money that's being tossed around, who's drafting who's going where. I mean, Hayward's in Boston right now, you know, talking to those guys. So, you know, there's a lot of stuff going on, and the drama just makes for good television, and it makes for a good talk radio.
Okay, so Paul George to Oklahoma City for Oladipo and another player. Can't remember his
name. Sabonis.
Okay, you know, Sabonis, the, you know, legacy guy, bloodline guy, his father played for Golden State under Don Nelson, and he played for Mark Few up there at Gonzaga. I thought that he was an interesting prospect if you watched any West Coast Conference basketball, but as an NBA player, reduced to a bench role with the Thunder, and you know, who knows what happens in Indiana now, because Kevin Pritchard was very adamant about, you know, getting Paul George out of the Eastern Conference. And I think that Danny Ainge and whoever becomes the decision maker in Cleveland are probably the biggest losers. But I would say Boston even more so. We don't know what's going to happen with Gordon Hayward yet. So I'm not counting chickens before before they're hatched. And I'm not trying to return the verdict before the jury's had a chance to hear the case. But with Paul George, not to Cleveland, not to Boston, not to Houston, but Oklahoma City kind of swooped in there. Presti might have pulled off a little bit of a heist there, but really, who's the second best player in the Eastern Conference right now? Is it your boy IT4, Isaiah Thomas, up there in Boston?
It very well could be. I mean, I'm sure you saw the graphic where they had, like, I don't know, it was like the top 14 players, you know, in the NBA, that 13 of them are in the West now. And, you know, there's LeBron, IT. And I mean, I'm sure some of the pitch in Boston today is going to be like, look, you know, look at the West. It's just loaded. You can come out here, Gordon, and, you know, and kind of be the man and score and get your name in lights and all those kind of things. But I mean, it's crazy. The whole Paul George thing came out of left field. I mean, nobody saw that coming at all, with OKC swooping in there. And it has to make me think, as a Boston guy, I'm like, what did Danny, has Danny upset GMs around the league? Cause you know, the word is that he offered three draft picks and a player for George, and Indiana turned him down. So, you know, and to see what Indiana got back in terms with Paul George it's almost laughable. It's like the people in Indiana be like, okay, well, looks like we're in the lottery for the next 5 or 6 years. So, Sabonis, you know, he averages 5 points a game. I mean, he started almost 60 games for OKC. So, you know, I like Sabonis. I don't know if he's going to be that. He's certainly, I don't think he's going to be a superstar, but I think he's going to be a stable guy in the league. Oladipo, I don't know what to think of Oladipo, because I thought he was going to be better than he was coming out of IU, but
he's been passed around a lot. Lack of stability. You know, there's an argument to be had for that. There's also to be an argument to be had for the fact that Tom Crean's not a really great developer of talent. I think he's a
true.
Good player, but yeah. I don't think you get better. I mean, you look at Noah Vonleh. You look at some of these guys that have gone through the Hoosier program, and that's probably why Crean's not there anymore, is because he's just not getting enough done with what he's been able to bring in there. But that's a conversation for another day.
I got a question for you.
Shoot.
So what does Cleveland do now? What are your guys kind of, how do they regroup from this? Cause I think they were thinking at some point that George was going to be in Cleveland.
Right now it looks like, I don't know what the questions are, but the answers appear to be Jose Calderon and Zach Randolph, two players that can't play against Golden State. So, it's a little bit baffling to me. I'm looking around the East anyway, with all, with these players that were on the move, and, I think that you don't want to help Cleveland now, but you certainly don't want to help teams like Boston, Philadelphia, and Washington that could be the team that you're dealing with in 7 years. And you don't want to help build those organizations up. You don't want to get them anywhere near the top. You want to promote the Atlantas. You want to promote the Torontos. You want to promote those teams that you think you could be good enough to beat. You know, there's a saying out there, don't try to beat McDonald's. Try to, go out there, try to beat Burger King. Try to beat Wendy's. Don't just try to slay the giant in your first time out. Cleveland's got a situation on their hands. LeBron James isn't going to play at the elite level forever. And, there's a possibility that he's not in Cleveland after after the season here. But I think that it would be difficult for LeBron as a human being to pick up and leave again, to leave Ohio again. If he didn't come back in the first place, and we're talking about him leaving the Heat after, or leaving the third team that he played for, let's say he signs with the Suns in 2014, sure. I think that it'd be a very difficult thing for whatever team he signed with in 2014, if it wasn't his hometown. I think it'd be very difficult for him to, or I think it'd be a lot easier for him to leave. I think that in this situation, I think that Cleveland would be okay with him walking. I don't think that they would happily accept it, but I think that everybody says promise fulfilled, money in hand, ring in the back pocket, good luck, LeBron. We wish you'd stay, but we understand the realities of what Dan Gilbert did to build that team for 15, 16, 17.
Do you think it's a possibility that he goes to the Lakers, seeing that how the West is kind of built up now?
See, I don't understand why he would do that. I don't understand why.
See, me neither. I don't get it.
Chicago or the Lakers would even be on the table for him, or for that matter, the Celtics as well. Yeah. See, he could go in and be Mr. Nick. He could be the all-time great Nick. He can't do that with Los Angeles because there's such an infatuation with the Showtime Lakers and Magic Johnson himself, who will be there. I don't think he could play in Chicago. Not that it's really a looming possibility at this point, because why would you want to play in the shadow of the man?
Yeah,
so
exactly.
I think that he makes his own name in Miami. He makes his own name in Cleveland, though it was Wade's team. He made his name in Miami. He's got two of their three titles in franchise history. Obviously, he's the signature to not just the Cavaliers, but Cleveland sports, if not Ohio sports on the whole. And, he's in that class with, Jack Nicklaus as, one of the greatest ever.
Sure.
Ever at his craft, or one of anyway. I'm not going to get into that conversation. But I think that it's interesting. I'm looking forward to watching the West cannibalize each other. I'm looking forward to some of those backcourts. And suddenly the Portland Trail Blazers don't have a top two or three backcourt in the NBA. And that looked very promising. So, if you're some of these other teams in the West that just aren't going to compete, it's a really sad summer for you.
Let me throw another one at you here, Jeff. So everybody's going West. Go West, young man, they're saying, right? And What do you think the possibility for Cleveland getting Melo and Wade, you know, them getting bought out and then, any, you know, getting their money. And so they take like the mid-level exception or the, you know, with the veteran minimum to go to Cleveland.
So you're asking Pat Riley and Phil Jackson, or actually not Phil Jackson. You're
not Phil.
Pat Riley and probably James Dolan to do LeBron James a favor. I don't see it happening. I don't see the first part of it, nor do I see the second part where they have to, where they sign with the veteran minimum for the veteran minimums, because Cleveland is $27 million over the cap, and that's basically all they could do is sign veteran minimums and mid levels and things like that, unless they're gonna move Kevin Love, and that really doesn't get you out from the suffocation of the salary cap.
So, okay.
All right, we're going to get into a lot more on the other side. We might hear from the Dorf Band. I'm Jeff Rich. He's Mike Wilson. This is Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. We'll be right back.
Want to fly somewhere? Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Then call. That's right. Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. Low-cost airlines has all kinds of cheap travel deals. Fly domestically and save up to 75%. You can even fly internationally and save even more. Yes, fly anywhere in the world and save a lot of money on your plane tickets. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. So don't book your tickets until you call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels. Call right now for prices so low they can't be published. Travel experts are here 24/7 to help. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
It's the 4th of July sale at Ace, and it's the perfect time to buy a grill from our exclusive lineup of premium brands, including Weber, Traeger, and more. Plus, Ace has grill experts to make sure you get the right grill, whether you're looking for gas, charcoal, wood pellet, or ceramic. And right now, get the right grill delivered right to your house. Now through the 4th, hurry in and buy any grill $3.99 and up, and we'll assemble and deliver it free, only at Ace. Offer valid for Ace Rewards members only. See participating store for scheduling and details.
Before you hear this, or this, or even this, before you turn a key, step on the gas and let it rip, before you get up and out and on the road, you have to be fueled by something. Make sure that something is Valero. Valero top-tier certified quality fuel keeps your engine running cleaner, better, and longer. Find a station near you at valerocleangas.com.
Attention to anyone that's written a book or wants to write a book. The process is not that complicated. Take a first step. Even if you write a page a day, you'll build momentum and your book will become a reality. The hard part is getting it published. That's when you need to call Page Publishing. They've got hundreds and hundreds of thank yous from different new authors, just like you. They make the process of publishing your new book and getting it sold online a simple process. You can learn how simple it is right now by calling for your free Page Publishing new author submission kit. One quick 3-minute phone call, that's all it takes to get free information and learn how you can get your book published. Pick up your phone right now and call us 24 hours a day at this number. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. That's 800-603-0885.
All right, everybody. I don't know where Jeff's at, but we will roll with this. And I think we got the Dorf Man on the phone line. Andy, you there?
Good morning, buddy. How are you?
Hey, what's going on? What you doing?
You know what? I'm hanging out. I've been listening to the beginning of the show so far, and a couple things I want to get in touch with you guys on. First and foremost, what I saw from the Pacquiao-Horn fight was obviously Pacquiao taking advantage of this guy. However, with that being said, he had a really good opportunity in the ninth round to obviously put him out and then come back out in the 10th and really put and make his mark in that fight. And if you ask me, he kind of let the ball drop in that case because, as we know, the ref goes up to the Horn before the 10th round starts and says, you got to show me something in this round, otherwise I'm going to call the fight. Well, he went out there and he showed him something, I'll be honest with you. And for that, I give the guy credit. However, Pacquiao put on a clinic for 12 rounds of boxing for the most part. I'll give that kid a few rounds. But truth be told, it was absolutely shameful what we saw in the ring last night with those two guys. And boxing should absolutely be embarrassed with themselves. They should be ashamed. And this is the reason why boxing has such a black eye on it in general. So, you know, I think you guys were hitting it, but I don't think you were hitting it hard enough because, truth be told, that was shameful. What we saw last night in Australia, down under, was absolutely something that should never have happened in the boxing world, if you ask me.
Great atmosphere down there. I like the outdoor fight. I like the midday fight. I'm guessing it's winter down there. That's how it works with the southern and northern hemispheres there. But, yeah. You know, how about that card that had 117-113 in favor of Horn, knowing that he fell down, you know, knowing that he had an 8-point round? How do you get there? I mean, is there any way on earth that you see this guy that you could fathom a criteria where Jeff Horn won 11 of the 12 rounds on Saturday night in Brisbane?
Well, I thought the score I heard was 117-111, but whatever, it doesn't make a difference. The bottom line is that they saw the fight wrong. I mean, I'm sorry, but again, I think they rewarded this kid on the fact that he had courage, that he was courageous, that he kept battling back. I mean, the guy was bloodied and battered and beaten. And again, as Mike alluded to and pointed out, the fact that Pacquiao was bleeding wasn't because this guy was punching him. The fact that he was bleeding was because he got hit on a headbutt, and that was somewhere, you know, in the middle of his head area. So he wasn't beaten up by Jeff Horn. I'm sorry. I don't agree with that analysis at all. I think that Pacquiao absolutely got screwed, man. And the truth is he handled it with class and dignity as well, if you ask me. After the fight, you know, he said, they asked him if this is the result that you thought you were going to have. And he said, no, I didn't think it was the result I was going to have. Jeff Horn was tough. He fought a great fight. And he was very respectful and very gracious for a guy that absolutely got hosed. So, in all honesty, I give Pacquiao a lot of credit for being the guy, the champion that he is. But ultimately, man, he absolutely, and answered your question about fighting him back, another fight, there absolutely has to be another fight. And Pacquiao absolutely has to go out there and annihilate this guy. You can't leave it in the judge's hands. I guess that's the lesson that should be learned here by Pacquiao and anybody that thinks that boxing is so terrible like I do. Go out there and win the fight. Don't put any doubt in anybody's mind. Don't leave it unfinished. I guess that's ultimately what Pacquiao did last night, is he left it unfinished. It was like he had a moment where he could have gone in there and really taken this guy out and did not take advantage of that opportunity. So, I think that they rewarded this kid on the fact that he was courageous. He went out there and he battled as hard as he possibly could, but he got beat. I mean, there's no other way I can look at that fight, but he got beat, and they really screwed this one up bad.
Does the prospect of Jeff Horn v. Floyd Mayweather do anything at all for you, Dorf?
No, I mean, absolutely not, because he can't even beat Pacquiao. So that doesn't even make sense to me at all. And the fact that this guy has 13 knockouts in the 17 fights that he has and everything along those lines, I'm not discrediting this kid. I mean, but I really saw something different than what the judges saw. And I think like you guys are saying, or like Micah said, if you put 100 people in a room, 97 people are going to see it the same way that we see it. There's three people in the room that saw this thing completely different, and those are the three guys that were judging the fight. So, look, and Teddy Atlas had all the right in the world to be upset about that fight. But they were talking about it, too, and I found it pretty interesting because I don't remember the guy's name, but the ex-boxer or the boxer that was also calling the fight. Said,
Tim Bradley.
There you go. So he said something along the lines of, you know, this is a much closer fight than we think it is. And I was sitting there, when he said that, I'm like, what fight are you watching? But he obviously had a little bit better seat than we did, and he realized that the judges could see this thing in a much different way. So I give him credit, but it was interesting when Teddy asked him after the fight, who do you think won? And he still said he thought Pacquiao won. But again, this was a fight that they rewarded a guy on an effort and courageousness and just going out there and coming back. It was almost like a Rocky-type scenario when you think about it, right?
Yeah.
The guy's getting beat up bad. And then they tell him in the ninth inning that he's got to show him, or in the ninth round, that you've got to show him something, otherwise I'm going to call this fight. So then he goes out there and he gives it everything he has, and somehow he becomes the victor. Like, I'm sorry, dude, but this was literally like watching a Rocky movie, and a bad Rocky movie at that.
Go ahead, Mike.
Well, I was just going to say, I mean, you know, with the rematch, and I'm sure, Andy, that you heard this last night, the rematch is in Brisbane, too.
Yeah.
You know, if they come back and have that second fight, the rematch, that's also in Australia. And, you know, I don't know if, you know, like you said, Pacquiao has to come out if they're going to have the rematch and absolutely just obliterate this guy and leave no doubt, because now, you know, you have this sour taste of these Australian judges that handed out a trophy. Like, you know, Teddy Atlas said, they like handed a trophy out like you do to little kids just for the effort. And Pacquiao put all the effort in. And his counterpunch was on. Every time Horn stepped in, he was getting hit, you know, with a cross, an uppercut, a jab, you know, and leaving himself wide open. And, you know, to call out Mayweather, I'm like, dude, you'd get obliterated by Money. You'd get obliterated by Terrence Crawford, you know, any of those other guys in that weight division. So, you know, I don't know what to say,
but once again, like you said,
it's a black eye.
The mere fact that Pacquiao didn't knock him out in the ninth round is really the fight when you think about it, because he had the opportunity. That guy was shaky, man, at best. Okay, I mean he was definitely hurt. He was just kind of getting through that round. And like I said, when the ref comes up to you and says you have to show me something, that turns a little light switch in your head, right? And then you know you got to kind of go out there and you have to go with the game plan of I got to protect myself. I got to look like I know what I'm doing. I got to look like I'm confident. I got to look like I'm intelligent out there. And he just gave it everything he had from that point on. So, again, I'm going to give him some credit, and I'm also going to kind of dog Pacquiao at the same time and say, look, he had the opportunity to knock him out and put him out of his misery. He didn't do it, but I still feel like Pacquiao won the fight. So it doesn't really make a difference that he didn't do that, except for the fact that the judges wound up using it against him, and they rewarded Horn based on the fact that he kept getting back after all those blows, and he just kept taking it. So, again, man, just misread by these guys. And with the point that you made about the fight being back there again, well, I think that they absolutely have to go outside those sources and get different judges, people that are not close to the situation. Go out and get some other types of judges, people from Vegas, people from somewhere else, so that there is no other type of interest involved in this fight at all.
Because when I think of impartiality and lack of corruption, Las Vegas, Nevada is the first place I think of, Dar.
Well, but again, if you're talking about a fight that's going to be in Australia, what the heck does it matter to those people in Las Vegas?
All right, we're talking to Andy Dorf, the usual host of Dorf on Sports and Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition, checking in from parts unknown. And All right, let's get your opinion on PG-13 going to the Oklahoma City Thunder. I don't know if you saw it, but the Oklahoma City Police Department on their Twitter account said thank you for all the reports of theft. The Paul, and welcome to OKC, Paul George. That's a new suitor, kind of stepped in at the 11th hour. It's not Cleveland, it's not Boston, it's not Houston, but Paul George joins Russell Westbrook playing there in Oklahoma City.
Pretty amazing when you think about it, because obviously this wasn't on anybody's radar. So pretty impressive how Oklahoma City came in, like you said, at the 11th hour and pulled this thing off, and they absolutely pulled one over on the Indiana Pacers. I'm sorry.
Did they? Or did Kevin Pritchard just so desperately want Paul George not to land in the Eastern Conference that he was willing to take pennies on the dollar?
Well, that is kind of what Mike and I talked about the other day. As I said, look, he doesn't want this guy to hurt him. But with that being said, man, I'm sorry. You get Victor Oladipo and Sabonis back for a guy who's a top 15 player in the NBA. I'm sorry, man, but that doesn't make any sense. And you're showing your team and you're showing your organization, if you're Kevin Pritchard, that you have no freaking clue what the heck you're doing. So I disagree 100% with this. I think this is a move that will absolutely come back to haunt the Indiana Pacers for years to come. This is going to set them back years, fellas. I'm sorry, but when you have a player of that magnitude and you go out and you get a Victor Oladipo who's way overpaid and a Sabonis who is yet to make any mark in this league, I'm sorry, man, but this one smells something very funny. And like you said, he kept him out of the Eastern Conference, but what he did is he gave him away for practically nothing as far as I'm concerned. And I know they get a couple players back, but those players do not add up anywhere near to what Paul George does on the basketball floor. So the Indiana Pacers can try to sell it or spill it any way that they want, but they absolutely messed their future up, if you ask me. So and Oklahoma City, what they did is they gave them a chance to keep a couple of guys there after next season. If Russ and PG-13 like playing together, I can see that happening for a while. So, in general, this was a great move by the Oklahoma City Thunder, if you ask me, and an awful move by the Indiana Pacers. I don't care how they want to try to throw it. This was an awful move to get rid of your franchise player and one of the top 15 players, as far as I'm concerned, in the NBA.
Is there a scenario where they enjoy playing together so much but don't like the environment there in Oklahoma City that they go hand-in-hand to the Lakers in the summer of 2018?
Oh, man, I think, here's what I think really happened here, is everybody was so excited about, and we were all, I mean, I was too, and I think that, the postseason and the regular season were so awful that we were looking forward to all these great moves that we're going to see here in the free agency market. But I think the real excitement is actually after next year, when LeBron, CP3, like you're talking about, Paul George, Russell Westbrook, all these guys are going to be free agents next year. I think this was kind of like we all jumped the gun. I really do. I think everybody, and I'm not just saying us, I think everybody in the whole media world, the sports world, jumped the gun and thought this year was going to be such a crazy, unbelievable free agent thing, and it is in a certain way, but I really think that it's next year after LeBron and all those guys, CP3, like I was saying, Westbrook and PG-13, all these guys are going to be free agents again, and it'll be really interesting to see where they all wind up after next season. So a lot of excitement, don't get me wrong, and there's some interesting ones, like the J.J. Redick one for $23 million to Philadelphia. Like, wow, I'd like to be J.J. Redick. Iguodala going back to the Warriors.
Yeah.
I think that's smart, man. I'm sorry, but I don't care if I'm Iguodala. I don't need to make money. I need to win championships.
Hey, Dorf, we got to hit a break here. So he's Andy Dorf. I'm Jeff Rich. We got Mike Wilson along with us. It is Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition, and we'll be right back.
So much for that. Personally, I think we got hosed on that call.
Unbelievable.
Not too long ago, it felt good to withdraw your cash from the bank, didn't it? For a vacation or a new car. But today, withdrawing your own cash has become risky. Pat Boone here for Swiss America. According to The Secret War, a new Swiss America white paper, I learned that all banks are now required to spy on you and me for the government, and then report any financial behavior deemed suspicious or unusual. You must read The Secret War. It's free. Truth is, I believe the government's new war against cash is really a war against us all. But the secret is now out. So please, get and read The Secret War.
Pick up your phone and call right now. 800-932-5517. 800-932-5517. 800-932-5517. Once again, that's 800-932-5517.
Pedro Fernandez here. You might know me as the host of Ring Talk Live Worldwide, but this time I'm here to talk about that four-letter word everybody dreads, pain. If you have back pain or knee pain like I do, hey, you should know about the Health Alert Hotline. I'm talking about if Medicare is your primary medical insurance, guess what? You can qualify for a back or knee brace or a shoulder brace for little or no charge. Anything to help me with the pain, hey, it makes it more manageable, gets my attention, folks. I love the free delivery, and they take care of the paperwork for you. So if you have Medicare and need help for your back, ankle, knee, or shoulder, guess what? Give the Health Alert Hotline a call, toll-free, 1-800-428-1570, 1-800-428-1570. You can qualify for a back or knee brace or a shoulder brace for little or no charge, 1-800-428-1570, the Health Alert Hotline, 1-800-428-1570.
Dish TV is better than cable TV. Why? Because you can save 45% on packages compared to your high-priced cable bill. Wow. Take those giant scissors out and cut the cable and save with Dish TV. Plus, you get a free DVR upgrade to record your favorite shows and free installation. And with Dish Anywhere, you can watch TV for free on your mobile device. Act fast. You can save hundreds of dollars. Does your cable company do that for you? I don't think so. Get all the best TV programming at your fingertips at a fraction of the price of cable TV. So say adios, arrivederci, goodbye to the high cable bill, and save up to 45% on Dish TV packages today. These are limited time offers and can change at any time. Call fast. 800-405-2561. 800-405-2561. 800-405-2561. That's 800-405-2561.
All righty, everybody. Welcome back. Final segment of the hour. I am Jeff Rich, filling in for the Dorfman, but I have the Dorfman on the line, and let's get a final thought out of you, Andy Dorf, on this 4th of July weekend.
Oh, man, I'm just trying to take it all in, bud. You know, I mean, I think don't we have a hot dog eating contest coming up here at some point? Isn't that when this thing sort of takes place, right?
Well, that's right, man. And Joey Chestnut not defending the title.
Yeah, so, I mean, look, we I know it's like one of those weekends where we say there's not a lot going on, but there's always something going on in the sports world. And you know what? It's just always a true pleasure talking to you guys about what's going on in the sports world. And I think you're doing a great job, man. I kind of like this angle, man. I like being the analyst every now and then. It's kind of fun being this seat, to be honest with you.
Well, we appreciate you checking in, brother. We got the keys to the castle right now. We'll take care of business and talk to you on the Daily Show on Monday. That's Andy Dorf. I'm Jeff Rich. He's Mike Wilson. That's an hour in the books. We'll be back for another hour of Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. Keep it close, everyone. We'll be right back.
USA Radio News.
with Jules McKinney.
President Trump tweeting this morning, this time a WWE wrestling video from his past, only it's CNN superimposed on the person's head that Mr. Trump is punching. CNN responding by posting a Thursday quote from White House Deputy Press Secretary Sarah Huckabee Sanders.
The president in no way, form or fashion has ever promoted or encouraged violence. If anything, quite the contrary. And he was simply pushing back and defending himself.
That was Sanders responding to the president's recent tweet attacking the host of MSNBC's Morning Joe. Meanwhile, President Trump breaking with tradition by visiting Poland, an ex-communist country in Central Europe, before making a presidential visit to longtime allies Britain, France, and Germany. He will make the trip on Thursday before attending a G20 summit in Hamburg. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn for pre1933.com. I've been the single biggest BBB, backer, believer, and buyer of gold for over 15 years. But now I found a better way to buy gold. I found the Uber of gold. This company, pre1933.com, will forever change the way gold is sold. Pre1933.com is a wholesaler of pre-1933 gold. They have no salesmen, zero commission, prices no one can compete with. Call 855-PRE-1933. That's toll free, 855-773-1933, or go to pre1933.com.
Right now, buy either Ortho Home Defense or Roundup with Comfort Wand at the Home Depot and get a free refill. Good news for you. Final notice for bugs or weeds. Protect your home inside and out from insects, or kill weeds right where they stand, right down to the root. Either way, you'll come out ahead, and bugs and weeds will be out of luck. Get a free refill with Ortho Home Defense or Roundup with Comfort Wand only at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. Valid through July 5th in select stores. Limit 2 discounts per customer.
President Trump addressed a huge audience of veterans at the first ever Celebrate American Freedom rally Saturday night.
There is no place I'd rather be than with you.
The themes of the event at the Kennedy Center in Washington, thanking veterans and celebrating America's religious rights.
One of the most grave and dire threats to religious freedom is the threat of terrorism. And specifically, it just seems, it's called radical Islamic terrorism.
I'm Chris Barnes.
It's government shutdown day two in New Jersey as lawmakers are being ordered once again to return to Trenton today to try and hammer out a budget agreement. The lack of a budget before the July 1st deadline resulted in a shutdown of all 40 state parks this holiday weekend. DMV offices were also shut down and ferry service to the Statue of Liberty and Ellis Island were halted. This is USA Radio News.
Are you looking for senior care for your mom or dad but don't know where to start? Hi, I'm Joan London with A Place for Mom. Nobody knows your parent or loved one better than you, and nobody knows senior living better than the experts at A Place for Mom. It's a free service, and we've helped thousands of families find the right place for their mom or dad. There's a place for answers, A Place for Mom. Call today.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-379-2206. That's 1-800-379-2206.
Little Rock police say they have two people in custody in connection with a shooting at an Arkansas nightclub Saturday night that left 25 people injured. Rapper Ricky Hampton, a.k.a. Finesse Two Times, and Kentrell Gwynn have been arrested by the U.S. Marshals Service, the FBI, and the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, Firearms, and Explosives. Hampton was performing at the show and sent condolences on social media after the incident. Little Rock Police Chief Kenton Buckner said all of the victims were African-American men and women between the ages of 16 and 35. Two remain in critical condition while the remaining are in stable condition. Chief Buckner said the shooting started because of a disagreement between rivals. The doctor who was killed Friday in a shooting at a hospital in New York is being identified. Mark Mayfield fills us in.
Dr. Tracy Sinyi Tam was killed when she was shot on the 17th floor of the Bronx Lebanon Hospital by Dr. Henry Bellow. Tam normally works in the clinic, but was asked to cover a shift on Friday for one of the physicians who was out. Bellow, a former hospital employee, shot and killed himself after going on the shooting spree that left six others injured.
And Babies R Us and Huggies are teaming up to raise awareness of the nation's growing diaper need. Through the end of September, whenever customers purchase a value box of Huggies diapers and add it to a Babies R Us registry, a day's worth of diapers will be donated to the National Diaper Bank Network to be given to families in need. The goal is to donate 1.5 million diapers. For USA Radio News, I'm Jules McKinney.
Here's an urgent alert.
from the Student Loan Hotline. The average student loan debt is $25,000. Have you been out of college for 10 or more years and you're still making your student loan payments? If you are struggling with paying off your student loan, if you are past due, we can help. Nationwide Student Loan Relief can now restructure your student loans. We can get your student loans out of default, stop any wage garnishments, stop harassing collection calls, and even eliminate your student loan payment. If you can't afford your student loans, or if you're past due and you need help, you must call right now. We will restructure your loan or your money back, and that's a guarantee. So call the Student Loan Hotline right now. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707.
The following program is brought to you in living color.
Ladies and gentlemen,
let the attack begin.
What are you doing here?
Testing for radioactivity.
Radioactivity? What is this radioactivity?
Warning. The program you're about to hear does not necessarily share the opinions and viewpoints of this radio station. Some of the material and interviews have been altered for entertainment purposes only. If you have any complaints about the Dorfon Sports Radio program, please contact our customer care service center at 1-800.
Yo, mama!
And now, the most eye-popping, jaw-dropping, smash-mouth, bone-crunching, heart-stopping, cutting-edge, interactive sports commentary show on the radio. Dorf on Sports. Now, here's your host, Andy Dorf.
Hey, everyone. Welcome in for another hour of Dorf on Sports. I am Jeff Rich, filling in for Andy Dorf. Mike Wilson from the Dorf on Sports Radio team and PacificTakes.com will be riding shotgun. And we are talking sports. We're talking about a fight down under that was top-ranked boxing on ESPN. Yet we lead with it. NBA free agency in full swing. And Major League Baseball getting ready to take over the sports calendar, have a little bit of a monopoly on it for these dog days of summer. Mike Wilson, welcome back for the hour. Thoughts on your mind? What's on the top of your mind as we go into this 4th of July holiday?
Boy, let's see, barbecuing, burgers, and spending time with the kids and the wife. And, you know, sports-wise, I'm just sitting here praying to God that Ainge closes the deal with Hayward. and brings in somebody, because I think the fan base in Boston and just Celtic fans in general are starting to become a little impatient with Danny not being able to close the deal on some things. So,
man, Gordon Hayward just loves Salt Lake City, loves being a Utah Jazz. I don't know if it's going to happen for you, but we wait and see. All right, plenty more coming up on the other side. I'm Jeff Rich. He's Mike Wilson. This is Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition, and we'll be right back.
And as usual, you're with someone new. Cause there's nothing left for me to do. Turn away. I'm growing tired of all your alibis. There ain't one that you can justify. I ain't gonna take it anymore.
Nobody really needs or wants home security until it's too late. You've heard the statistics about how many burglaries there are per day. You see the news. You know there are people out there that do bad things. The best way to help protect your home and your property is with an ADT monitored system from Protect Your Home, an ADT authorized premier provider. Call right now to get a free wireless home security system valued at $850. An ADT monitored system can help protect your home from fires, theft, floods, and call for emergency help. Call now to find out more about our $850 free wireless home security system and start enjoying the peace of mind of security today. Call 800-587-4281, 800-587-4281, 800-587-4281. This offer is for new customers only. Termination fees apply. $99 customer installation charge and 36-month monitoring agreement required. All for details. License terms and conditions available at secureathome.com.
Are you an inventor who would like to try to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to companies? But you don't know what to do next? Call for free information from InventHelp. InventHelp, a leading inventor service company, has been helping inventors since 1984 and has sales offices located in more than 60 cities nationwide. You'll want to talk to the company that has helped secure more than 7,000 invention patents. So call InventHelp. Even if you have an idea for improving an existing product and don't know where to go with it, you'll still want to call InventHelp for free information. You'll find out how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to companies. So call now.
Call InventHelp at 1-800-316-1738. That's 1-800-316-1738. Get your free information by dialing 1-800-316-1738. That's 1-800-316-1738. 1-800-316-1738.
Hey, travelers. Do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1780. 855-325-1780. That's 855-325-1780.
It's automatic when I talk with old friends. The conversation turns to girls we knew when their hair was soft and long and the beach was a place to go.
All right, everybody. Welcome back. Jeff Rich, Mike Wilson, Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. Dorf Band is taking a little sabbatical today. That was a little Beach Boys for you. I don't know if you know this, Mike Wilson. I assume no relation to Brian Wilson. That the Beach Boys, I think circa 1983, would have been the first concert in the life of one Jeff Rich.
Wow. Wow, you're kind of dating yourself there a little bit. But the Beach Boys was the first concert for you?
Like Beach Boys was the first concert, and, you know, I want to say, like, 7 Mary 3 and Poe would have been the first concert that I went to, like, on my own, you know, through my own choice and, you know, not with the rents and everything.
Okay, so you went – how old were you in 1983?
In 1983, depending on the month – actually, my birthday is next week. So depending on the month of the year, I would have been 4 or 5 years old.
Oh, wow. Okay. So, and what was the first concert you went to by yourself?
I want to say that it was 7 Mary 3 with Poe at the Nautica stage in the flats in Cleveland. You ever been to Cleveland, Mike Wilson?
I have never been to Cleveland. And amazingly enough, I do want to go to Cleveland. Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, the Football Hall of Fame, I'm sure is just up the road in Canton, right? I mean, it's not too far.
And you know, it's about an hour from the heart of Cleveland, you know, okay. So you're going straight south down 77. I mean, you basically go through Akron and then you hook it a little bit east and you're over in Canton to the Football Hall of Fame. And I haven't really visited, you know, I've lived in Phoenix since 2001. So, you know, I've put myself, you know, I was born in 78. So, but I hadn't visited the Pro Football Hall of Fame since I was a very young child, maybe too young to appreciate it at the time. And, you know, I'm sure it had enhanced in the 30 years between visits there. I went just recently, I want to say like 2011, my wife and I checked out actually both in the same week. We went to the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, which opened in 1995. And though I did live in Cleveland in 1995, I didn't visit until just about 5 or 6 years ago. So it's an interesting place. It's a fun place, and it's kind of all over the place on the sports map. You know, they're kind of the other good team You know, because Golden State's so far ahead of them in the NBA, and you know, right now they're underachieving in Major League Baseball. So it's a town that really lives and dies with its sports teams. And I think that, you know, when you talk about LeBron James leaving or underachieving or Cleveland not doing enough, I mean, why don't they have a GM? Why don't the Cavaliers have a general manager while their window is still open? And I think that as long as LeBron James isn't like in Bill Walton mode, where he's kind of at the end. I mean, you always have to consider whatever team he plays for to be a contender. So why are they screwing? Why is Dan Gilbert screwing around with this? I would think he's paying something like nine figures in luxury tax because they're so far over the cap. What's a token $3 or $4 million extra to David Griffin? You know, and this guy's going to walk, and this guy's going to go make another organization great. This is two teams that I follow, because we are here in Phoenix, Arizona. You know, this is two teams that we follow that are just, that have just let David Griffin go, and I think that both teams live to regret it. Steve Kerr was not a good general manager. Maybe that made him a good head coach, but Steve Kerr was not a good general manager, and that's why Griff walked, and he went to the Cavaliers, and he got his ring because of it.
Yeah, I mean, was Griff, and I'm just speaking because I don't know the Cleveland sports scene like you do, but, you know, Griff is getting a lot of love in terms of the job that he did. Now, is he as good as everybody says he is, or is it, you know, was it, I mean, obviously it probably was made easier by having LeBron there, but I mean, I just want to
easier, yeah, but there's still work to do. There's still work there. Danny Ferry had LeBron James. Danny Ferry arguably had LeBron James. Maybe, you know, that 09 playoff and that 10 playoff, they were both disappointing finishes for Cleveland. But, you know, Danny Ferry wasn't able to do what David Griffin was able to do. And that's trade for Kevin Love. And, you know, they had the benefit of a draft. You know, they had the benefit of a lottery pick and a number one overall pick, which was actually something that they received from the Clippers, you know, to take Kyrie Irving. So getting all of those number one overall picks, there's a lot of happenstance with the success of the Cavaliers. Mainly LeBron being born down the street in Akron, Ohio. I think that at the end of the day, that's the only thing that's been compelling about this organization, because it hasn't been dysfunctional, but it's had its quirks to it. You know, since Dan Gilbert bought something, you know, I mean, Dan Gilbert basically bought Google in 1995. When you really think about it, by buying the Cavaliers, well, actually not even that savvy, because he bought the Cavaliers that had LeBron James on it. It was being coached by Mike Brown, and Zydrunas Ilgauskas was the second best player, and I couldn't tell you who the third best player was in 2005.
Now, let me ask you this as well. Should Griffin be the choice for the Knicks? I mean, they're looking for a GM.
I don't think it would hurt. Yeah. I don't think that it would hurt at all. I think that he's been, he's worked his way up. He was a video assistant, 22 years ago or something like that at this point. So, he's definitely put in his time. I think that he's definitely showed his savvy, and he's got the ring to prove it. And, he's a hot commodity. He's a hot commodity for a very good reason. I think the Knicks would benefit themselves greatly by looking at that. Hey, I haven't got the phone number out there yet. If we want to hear from you. We want to welcome the new affiliates. 1-800-878-7529. That's how you talk to us. Get us on our website. We are DorfOnSportsRadio.com. Our primary host is Andy Dorf, who is taking some time away today. He's earned it. He works 6 days a week every week doing this, and he's out on the tennis courts, man. So, follow us on Twitter at Dorf Online. Personally, I am at By Jeff Rich. That's BYJEFFRICH. And Mike is at Pigskin Opinion. And have I left out any of the web technology stuff that we got to get out there?
I don't think you have. I think you got it all covered, man. I mean, you do a good job there with all that. So, yeah, I think we're good.
All right, so how close are the Boston Celtics to being in complete meltdown mode this offseason?
I think the fan base is, really close, like not taking their meds one day from a meltdown. But, I mean, I I told Dorf this yesterday and the day before. I go, you know, I still trust Danny, you know, to with his plan, whatever that plan may be. But I'm starting to get a little impatient with stuff, and I'm starting to wonder, did he, you know, I said this at the beginning of the show, did he tick off, did he piss off anybody that, you know, any other GM, you know, in the league for not being able to close these deals? I mean, you look at, you know, Jimmy Butler being rumored to go to Boston for, you know, it seemed like forever. And, you know, he ends up in Minnesota for peanuts. And, you know, the same thing with George, he ends up in OKC. And we've talked about that, you know, quite a bit for peanuts. So, I'm hoping, like I said, before we went to the break, that I hope that he lands, you know, Gordon Hayward. You know, he can play for his old coach. He can play for one of the two, you know, best franchises or historically good franchises in the NBA. You know, and you and I both know that playing in Boston is a little bit different than playing in most, professional franchise cities. So, you know, I don't know. I mean, if we don't get Hayward, I'm just going to be like, okay, it's still, you know, whether or not we get Hayward, I still think it's Cleveland, you know, in the East. But, you know, getting Hayward can give us that extra step, put us maybe a little closer. But, yeah, I think Boston fans are waiting for something to drop, you know, for a new thing, for Hayward to sign.
Is Hayward the finished product? I mean, that's not a bad team. You know, Isaiah Thomas, Gordon Hayward, Jaylen Brown, Al Horford. I mean, it's a very good team. It's like the Knicks of the 90s or even the Cavaliers of the late 80s and early 90s. So, man, yeah. the Boston Celtics, you want them to be close because you want some competitiveness. I'm going to tell you, I would have traded Isaiah Thomas and I would have drafted Markelle Fultz. That's exactly what I would have done. But Danny Ainge wants to go in a different direction, so we'll see where it's going. Plenty more coming up on the other side. We got to talk some baseball here, Mike. I'm Jeff Rich, Mike Wilson. It's Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition, and we'll be right back.
Hi, I'm Dr. Robert Clapper, Chief of Orthopedic Surgery at Cedars-Sinai Medical Group in Los Angeles, California. Dedicated to your health, your life, and your sports. As a weekend warrior, you know about sports injuries and pain. Exercise is an important element in keeping your body's core in good shape to minimize sports injuries. But when you are in pain, there is one product that I recommend to my patients, and that is Blue Goo Gel. Blue Goo consists of a proprietary formula developed specifically for the treatment of inflammation and general muscle aches and strains. I recommend Blue Goo for my patients coping with hip and knee pain before surgery, especially bursitis and tendonitis. Give Blue Goo a try. Call 1-888-330-0123 and you'll receive a 1-week supply of Blue Goo absolutely free. The makers of Blue Goo are even paying the shipping. The number again is 1-888-330-0123. If you want more information on Blue Goo, visit online at www.dothegoo.com.
Now available at select Big Five stores near you.
The sun can make your outdoor deck and patio space so hot and uncomfortable you can't use it. But now there's the Sunsetter Retractable Awning. A Sunsetter Retractable Awning opens and closes in just 60 seconds, and it keeps your patio about 20 degrees cooler. It provides instant shade and protection from the sun's harmful rays. You can get your Sunsetter for as little as $5.99 when you call now to get your special $200 discount certificate and free awning idea kit. You're going to love your Sunsetter Retractable Awning. Sunsetter awnings are assembled in America and guaranteed to last. So call 800-692-0000. 800-268-0268 now to get a free awning idea kit with DVD, plus your $200 Sunsetter discount certificate. This is a limited time offer, so call 800-692-0268. That's 800-692-0268 for your free awning idea kit with DVD and $200 discount certificate. There's no obligation, so call 800-692-0268 now.
Want to fly somewhere? Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Then call. That's right. Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. Low-cost airlines has all kinds of cheap travel deals. Fly domestically and save up to 75%. You can even fly internationally and save even more. Yes, fly anywhere in the world and save a lot of money on your plane tickets. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. So don't book your tickets until you call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels. Call right now for prices so low they can't be published. Travel experts are here 24/7 to help.
800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
I'm a traveling man, made a lot of stops all over the world, and in every port I own the heart of at least one lovely girl.
Welcome back, everyone. Dorfman Sports Weekend Edition. Remember, folks, we are live each and every Sunday morning from 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. Pacific. Believe if my math is correct, that we're going 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. on the East Coast. And, you know, you can check us out, DorfmanSportsRadio.com. I am Jeff Rich, at my Jeff Rich on Twitter, at Pigskin Opinion. I'm going to call him Mike Wilson, is right alongside with me. And, you know, it's a holiday weekend, even though the holiday falls on Tuesday, not a soul. You know, I know that there's going to be the few exceptions, you know, the few very angry exceptions out there, but not many people reporting to the office on Monday. So this equates to a 4-day weekend. And, you know, the sports calendar has kind of a good way of auto-sensing and backfilling itself with enough to talk about. You know, that All-Star weekend is really bleak because, you know, you're just on the back end of the NBA free agent signings around July 11th. And, you know, the All-Star game is in Miami this year. But, you know, sports calendar really gets slow. You got to really focus on some Major League Baseball until we get to training camp. And I think that in a lot of cities, and this might be one of them, Mike, Phoenix, Arizona, where we come to you from, is baseball is kind of the thing that just is supposed to get you to training camp so you can focus on your NFL team. I think that the way the Cardinals have taken over this town, that's usually the case, but I think that people have a Diamondbacks team that's worth kind of sticking around for through August and maybe even September after the NFL kicks off.
Yeah, no, I would absolutely agree with you. I mean, people that haven't got to Chase Field here in Phoenix to check out these Diamondbacks need to do so because they are, I mean, they're 51-31 right now. I mean, they're 3.5 games back. They won yesterday. They're 6-4 in their last 10. I mean, it's, you know, they're playing some good baseball compared to what we've been used to the last couple of years. And they're right in the thick of things. I mean, they have had a little bit of a downturn here in the last couple of games, and the Dodgers are starting to show who they are. I mean, I think you and I both expect the Dodgers to win the division. We got a good club playing some good ball here in Phoenix.
I'm going to tell you, I texted Dorf the other night on Friday night, and, you know, not that there's any recency bias to it, you know, beating the tar out of the San Diego Padres this year. I mean, both on the scoreboard and on the field. I don't know if you saw, did you catch that fight between Dave Roberts and Andy Green where you got two managers going at each other in a blowout game? I mean, yeah, at least it adds a little atmosphere. It gives Padres fans something to talk about because the team that they put on the field is just dreadful, and I can't believe that the Giants can't even keep pace with that. But what I texted Dorf the other night was that the Dodgers are going to run away with this. I expect the month of July to be a complete surge for the Dodgers. We've seen Colorado kind of regress back. You know, and they've still got, darn near 50 wins at this point. I mean, they're still better than the Nats in the win-loss column. So, I don't want to shame them too much, but I think that Colorado and Arizona are better than what the experts thought going in. But at the end of the day, I don't think that they're going to – either one of them are going to be on the tail of the Giants. I'm sorry, of the Dodgers. I think the Dodgers run away with that. Where I'm looking, for a race in the National League, because we know the Nationals are going to run away with the East, is, the Cubs are expected to be so much better, and I just don't think that the thirst is there. They're so young. They know that they've got time. I don't think that they're in any kind of panic mode. But it's got to be really tough that that the Cubs are struggling to keep pace with the Milwaukee Brewers, and that's not a slight on the Brewers, because I think the Brewers are playing some pretty good ball for Craig Counsell up there. But it's got to be frustrating that you ran away with it. Everything came so easy in 2016, at least in the regular season for the Cubs. Yeah. Yeah. And then you get into 2017, and you subtract Fowler from the mix, and you subtract Chapman, you bring in Wade Davis, and it's not — none of this is on Wade Davis, of course, but if they're just struggling to score enough runs to win games. And I know that Madden's not a master of panic. I think that Madden's going to make sure that they do what they need to do, at least to play in that one game wild card. But you would think that they could take the Milwaukee Brewers, and the Brewers are probably the ones feeling the pressure right now, even more so than the Cubs.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I mean, like you said, the Cubs are so young, and last year was just a dream season for the organization and the players, that it just, like I said, it came easy. And the Brewers, you almost kind of think the Brewers are kind of playing with a little bit of house money right now. And it's just a matter of time before they crap out, with that. I mean, they have a 3-game lead, but I mean, with the talent that the Cubs have, you would think that the Cubs would make a run or are going to make a push, going into the last half of the season here. But, the Cubs have their own problems. Arrieta's not pitching. I mean, it all comes down to pitching. And Lester's just kind of average. And Arrieta, I don't know what happened to him in the offseason, or if it's just one of those years for him. Schwarber, he's down in AAA. He was having some struggles, the Cubs got a little work in front of them, and we'll see how it all shapes out in the end.
And Ian Happ is, he's a hot prospect. I watched him play a little bit of fall league. He seems to find the clutch hits when they're out there, but the Cubs are just — they're not playing fantastic. And I think that just the hot start last year, maybe it's just, it's just trying to gain their footing. I mean, I look at the other side, the Red Sox are finally where we expected them to be. I think, close to the top of the American League overall. I'm not blown away surprised by Houston, who got a big win at home against the Yankees on Saturday night on national TV, the Fox broadcast. Big deal things there, and it's just the Yankees are relevant again. I think it's good for baseball that the Yankees and Dodgers are right there at the top. I'd say that those are the two markets that need baseball the most, because it's organic in Chicago.
Yeah, it is organic. But, as much as I dislike the Yankees, I mean, it is good for baseball when the Yankees are good. I think it brings more fans to the table and has them paying attention a little bit more too. So, the Red Sox, yeah, I agree with you. They're right where we thought they would be starting to play. And then, you said your Cleveland Indians are, average, or just not — they're not up to snuff yet. I mean, what's been the issue with the Indians?
Well, I mean, you look at the top of the order, the on-base percentage is down. Kipnis is struggling. Lindor is struggling. I mean, everybody loves Lindor. That, you know, a slump.
That kid can play. Lindor, yeah.
Yeah. A slump for Lindor does not leave. You know, they deflect the blame, though. They deflect the blame on Josh Tomlin, who got lit up in the first game of a doubleheader against Detroit on Saturday. You know, I think that Edwin Encarnacion starting to hit. I think that they're gaining their footing, but, you know, they've been without Danny Salazar. You know, Corey Kluber, you know, Corey Kluber's been dominant and the bats aren't helping him out. So there's just a lot of happenstance and that, you know, and that equals treading water, which is still, you know, 5 or 6 games over 500 in the American League Central Division. But, you know, the Minnesota Twins are a legitimate competitor, but none of the rest of that division is very good. The Indians tend to lose all the wrong kinds of games. So it's been kind of a frustrating follow-up season to the dream that was the 2016 season and the calendar year 2016 for the Cleveland fan in general. So, you know, I think that expectations are that the Indians flip the switch at some point and come out hot after the All-Star break and start running away with this division.
Okay. I mean, I'll have to go. Obviously, I'll have to go with you on that one. But, you know, hey, how do the Astros go ahead with, you know, with losing David Paulino? I mean, PEDs, the 80 game suspension. I mean, what is that going to, I mean, affect them in some way?
Well, I think it changes the way they shop at the deadline. I think that, you know, if they don't like the arms that they're bringing up from the farm system, that they're going to go out, you know, they're going to go out and have to buy it. And they have a really good farm system because they've drafted very high for all those dreadful years as they transitioned from the National League to the American League. No, that's a solid organization right there. And I have to apologize to AJ Hinch because after his time in Arizona, I didn't think that he had idea whatsoever what he was doing in Arizona, and I thought that they got rid of a great manager in Bob Melvin, which really makes me think that Torrey Lovello, you know, the upgrade from Chip Hale to Torrey Lovello here with the Diamondbacks, I think that's a big deal. I don't think that they're here to stay, at least in 2017, but I think that the Diamondbacks are a legitimate second place team in the National League West, and you know, that's our trip around Major League Baseball, Mike. Hey, keep it close, everyone. This is Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition, and we'll be right back.
Before you hear this, or this, or even this, before you turn a key, step on the gas and let it rip, before you get up and out and on the road, you have to be fueled by something. Make sure that something is Valero. Valero top-tier certified quality fuel keeps your engine running cleaner, better, and longer. Find a station near you at ValeroCleanGas.com.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
It's the 4th of July sale at Ace, and it's the perfect time to buy a grill from our exclusive lineup of premium brands, including Weber, Traeger, and more. Plus, Ace has grill experts to make sure you get the right grill, whether you're looking for gas, charcoal, wood pellet, or ceramic. And right now, get the right grill delivered right to your house. Now through the 4th, hurry in and buy any grill $3.99 and up, and we'll assemble and deliver it free, only at Ace. Offer valid for Ace Rewards members only. See participating store for scheduling and details.
Attention to anyone that's written a book or wants to write a book. The process is not that complicated. Take a first step. Even if you write a page a day, you'll build momentum and your book will become a reality. The hard part is getting it published. That's when you need to call Page Publishing. They've got hundreds and hundreds of thank yous from different new authors, just like you. They make the process of publishing your new book and getting it sold online a simple process. You can learn how simple it is right now by calling for your free Page Publishing New Author Submission Kit. One quick 3-minute phone call, that's all it takes to get free information and learn how you can get your book published. Pick up your phone right now and call us 24 hours a day at this number. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. That's 800-603-0885.
Hey there, did you know that with a bachelor's degree, on average, you could make almost twice as much over a lifetime than a person with just a high school diploma? It's true. According to the 2012 U.S. Census Bureau, college grads with a bachelor's degree make almost twice as much as high school grads. Now, going back to school is easier than ever at Independence University. Log on and complete coursework from the park, or the beach, or even your couch watching the kids. And Independence University gives you the tools, a free tablet and laptop, for undergrad students to use and keep when they graduate. That's right. Get a laptop so you can go to college from anywhere. Take the first step to a new career in business, information technology, healthcare, or graphic arts. Call to find the online degree program that's right for you, and you could be on your way to increasing your earning potential.
800-797-1256. 800-797-1256. That's 800-797-1256.
Now the 2-2. A swing and a pop-up. First base side foul ground playable. Perez, Santana, Santana makes the catch! Ball game! The Indians have won the American League pennant!
What a great moment that was for me personally, Jeff Rich. Hey, the show is Dorf on Sports. We want to welcome all our new affiliates that are tuning in. We are live each and every Sunday morning from 8 a.m. To 10 a.m. in the Pacific time zone. On the East Coast, we are 11 to 1. And, you know, we want to thank Matt in Tampa for tweeting the show here and letting us know that he wants us to talk a little bit of 3-on-3 basketball. And let me give you a little background on this. Mike Wilson, who's alongside with me, Andy Dorf, who's usually in this spot, is off this week. And, we're talking some 3-on-3 basketball. And I'm going to tell you something. The involvement of Michael Rapoport makes this very difficult for this Cleveland fan to take any enjoyment or really want to tune in. I like the concept. I just think that the execution on the part of Fox Sports 1 and Ice Cube might be I don't want to say it's poorly executed. I just want to say that perhaps it's not my flavor in particular.
I'm kind of with you on that. I mean, I watched the replay of it, or if it was live, I don't know. But, I was watching and I saw Gary Payton as a coach and Oakley as a coach. And, you know, the concept is okay. I don't like the little gimmicky, there's a 4-point play or a 4-point, basket that can be made. It's like between half court and like the 3-point line and stuff like that. But, it has all ex-NBA players, so it's going to attract some viewership. I just don't know. I don't think it's going to be around for the long haul.
You know what it is? It's regenerating just such an awful era of the NBA. And I don't even want to say it's an era. I want to say it's a few years or so where, it's just post-MJ, where you had guys, the likes of Steve Francis. And, I know that Tracy McGrady is a Hall of Famer, but just some of the players from that era, like they just didn't really move the needle for me. I think the NBA is exponentially more interesting. From really the time that LeBron went to Miami, maybe a few years prior when Boston won the title, going at Kobe, sans Shaq, when the Lakers were losing to Detroit, the NBA wasn't very interesting to me. I'm talking about when they lost to him in 04. So, I just think that there's not enough names. I just think you're trying to regenerate an era of players that, they're likable to some, but it's just not. It just wasn't an overall great product from 99 to really when LeBron was drafted, whether Kobe was there or not.
Yeah, no, I tend to agree with that. And I still can't get over that McGrady's a Hall of Famer. Like, he that didn't that shocked me. I was like, he's not a Hall of Famer. He didn't really, like you say, move the needle for me or for me, you know, most of my friends that I talk sports with. So, the rehash of it can be a little off-putting, but, you know, time will tell. Ratings will tell them if they stick with this. And having Rappaport once again, it's kind of gimmicky to me, especially with that 4-point basket that they can score with. So, you know, it is what it is, and there must have been a market, or, you know, the ratings people or the sponsors must have thought this would sell. So, you know, time will tell.
You know, 3-on-3 was my angry response to the decision, you know, to the creation of the super teams. And I'm gonna come on the air right now and say it. July 8th, 2010 through, you know, for a couple of years, I won't say the entire time, you know, that LeBron was in Miami, I was completely irrational about it. And, you just get through it. But I think that the NBA got better at that point. But 3-on-3 was my sarcastic answer. 3-on-3 was just saying, all right, let's just do it like NASCAR, where we just have the NBA, you know, break up the 30 teams and just have the best players the best 30 players do a 10-team 3-on-3 circuit and just travel around the country. And I think it would sell. But that was my angry response to being not happy with the current landscape of the NBA when LeBron James did choose to team up with Chris Bosh and, you know, his good friend and, you know, retroactively a Miami Heat player, that, you know, Dwayne Wade. And, you know, I look at these super teams so differently now, and maybe that's just the luxury of having the title in the back pocket after Cleveland essentially did what what Boston did, what Miami did, what Cleveland did, and what, you know, and Golden State was very, very organic until they added Durant. I mean, that's the first time that you just put a big plus sign on your team that's already just so fantastic, and they're going to stay fantastic. Iguodala going back, Livingston going back. I think that those are two, obviously not superstars, but two just mega role players. Is that a fair way to label both of those players?
Oh, absolutely. No, I would have a hard time if I was Iggy leaving a situation like Golden State. I mean, sure, you're going to have to maybe take a little bit less, but you're going to be playing for rings just about every year for foreseeable future. So, you know, to leave a situation like that would just, for me, if I was Iguodala, just wouldn't make any sense. And then getting Livingston back is just, that's solid. He's a solid backup. He comes in, he does his job, he runs the offense, he'll score, you know, he'll do whatever it takes, you know, he'll do whatever Kerr wants him to do while he's in the game. So yeah, those are two great pieces that are coming back for the Warriors next season.
That's the voice of Mike Wilson from PacificTakes.com, of course, co-hosting the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition with me, Jeff Rich, filling in for Andy Dorf. And, you know, you can get us DorfOnSportsRadio.com. You write a couple of articles up there. You do write primarily about the Pac-12 for Pacific Takes. So let me ask you this in the context of the Golden State Warriors. Jordan Bell, how immediate of a contribution do you believe this kid can make?
You know, immediate, I don't know if it's immediate contribution, because he's going to obviously, I mean, he's really raw. Like his athleticism, I don't doubt. I mean, he's very athletic, but as far as his game,
he's going to struggle to put the biscuit in the basket.
Yeah. He's going to have to probably concentrate on being the guy that's diving for the loose balls, coming, getting back on defense, blocking shots, playing solid defense. And then as he kind of, you know, as he learns the game, the NBA game, and gets some better training with his, maybe with his inside game, some post moves, I think he can be really solid, but you just never know, because, you know, when you draft these players, it's an absolute crapshoot unless your name's LeBron.
Yeah, these energy guys, you need them, but you don't really want to have too many of them, because they are a void on the offensive side of the floor. They probably don't shoot free throws well. They probably get, you know, tend to stay in foul trouble, play a lot of defense with their hands, especially in the low post, especially when they're young, especially when they're young and they're outstrengthed by, you know, just about 90% of the league.
Yeah, no, I absolutely agree with you. And he's going to be out strength by 90%, 95% of the league down low when he's in the game. Now, I don't see him getting major minutes at all this first year, but you know, he may show the coaches in practice, you know, that he deserves, you know, that he deserves more minutes that maybe than they originally planned for him. But what, you know, we'll see. I mean, the one person, you know, Jeff, that I just went, wow, I mean, I wish I could be him for a day would be JJ Redick. 1 year, $23 million. I mean, it's not the contract that he wanted.
Who gave him that ridiculous money?
That would be Trust the Process Philadelphia. Yes. So yeah.
I don't hate it for them. I actually don't hate it for, you know, I don't want to just be like this Colangelo apologist, but I don't hate the move. I think that's a good fit. I think that they're, you know, I think that Philadelphia is on the brink. You know, I think that I've believed that about Washington and Milwaukee the last couple of years, and it took them all the way until this year to kind of, you know, break that mold and get into the, you know, and get into the tournament and you know, try to get things done there. But the Wizards were there with Pierce, but you know, I'm excited about what's coming in sports. I enjoy the present, but I do like looking forward to the, you know, I do like looking ahead to the future. And I think that that's why I eat up the draft. And, you know, I'm a sucker for this free agency stuff, too.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I think most people are. And I certainly am. I mean, I've always, since I was a little kid and been able to understand basketball and played basketball. And, you know, you look at the draft and you're like, who's your team going to get and all the free agency. I mean, it just, the NBA is probably the best league at creating like fan interest in the off season. And with all that, with the free agency and the draft so close together, it gives a lot of fans a lot of things to talk about. Now, I do have a question for you, Jeff. So, you know, with the playoff system the way it is, do we need to, or not we, but does the NBA need to scrap it and just seed teams regardless of conference? There's been some talk about that, and I'm just wondering what you thought.
Yeah, I think it's worth considering. I think that it creates some logistical problems. I think that, you know, you won't really do want to guarantee it. And the only sport that doesn't really, well, football and baseball don't do this, but hockey and basketball do, is you want to guarantee bi-coastal, you know, interest in your, you know, in your championship series. And, but you know, with that being said, the East is just so not good that, you know, it's not really fair that Cleveland kind of, you know, might play a four seed that's not as, you know, that's not as good as the nine seed in the West. I think that there's a reason to create balance, but I think that, you know, it all tends to balance itself out eventually. You know, the Western Conference dominated for years. And then Kevin Garnett gets traded for Al Jefferson, and Jeff Green gets traded for Ray Allen, and you know, it changes the landscape, and it kind of kept LeBron out from being in the finals every year that he was in Cleveland. Quite frankly, I think Boston being there, you know, the Orlando Eastern Conference Finals notwithstanding.
Yeah, no, I agree. And, you know, it always seems, like you said, it seems to even itself out at some point. And you talked about LeBron and, you know, not being able to get there because Boston was there. And, you know, every great player to me always has to go through some trials and tribulations to get to the top of the mountain. And I think Boston kind of created that for LeBron, you know, before he went off to Miami and you know, and did his thing. But I think with the, you know, reseeding the teams, I mean, I wouldn't be opposed to it. You know, I'd like to see, you know, how it all kind of plays itself out. And at the same time, you're right. You know, the NBA wants to create a bi-coastal, you know, situation because of ratings and fan interest and all those types of things. But
I think it's the sport that needs it. I don't think that it matters who you put in the Super Bowl. People are, you know, going to watch.
They're going to pay attention. Yeah.
And pay attention to it. You know, I mean, Indians Cubs World Series for, you know, the small market that Cleveland is, and obviously the giant that the Cubs baseball is worldwide. You know, that's not a series that has a problem selling. So you don't really, you just kind of need to get the right teams in it. And with no salary cap, you know, it should favor the big market teams, and it should favor the Los Angeles Dodgers, who not only do I believe that they're going to run away with the National League West, but I think that they're going to beat whoever they play from the American League side. And I think that they're going to win the World Series this year. I think that they're so overdue, and I think that it's all come together quite well. The Nationals, as good as their record are, are struggling. The only one I really could see taking them down would be the Houston Astros, and it's just because they're too young to know that they should be, you know, scared out of their drawers.
too young to know any better by
this Los Angeles Dodgers team. So big market, you know, I mean, Cleveland could be good in basketball as long as they have LeBron James, but, you know, you need the right markets. New Jersey, San Antonio doesn't sell, no matter how much you appreciate the old ABA.
True. Very true.
All right, man. One last segment coming up here on Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. Jeff Rich, Mike Wilson, we'll be right back.
Not too long ago, it felt good to withdraw your cash from the bank, didn't it? For a vacation or a new car. But today, withdrawing your own cash has become risky. Pat Boone here for Swiss America. According to The Secret War, a new Swiss America white paper, I learned that all banks are now required to spy on you and me for the government, and then report any financial behavior deemed suspicious or unusual. You must read The Secret War. It's free. Truth is, I believe the government's new war against cash is really a war against us all. But the secret is now out. So please, get and read The Secret War.
Pick up your phone and call right now. 800-932-5517. 800-932-5517. 800-932-5517. Once again, that's 800-932-5517.
Hi, Rick Tittle here. You may know me as the sports talk host. I can talk about all sports: football, basketball, baseball, hockey, soccer, golf, tennis, auto racing, boxing, Olympics, rollerball. But this time I'm here to talk about pain. If you have pain in your knee or your back like I do, then you should know about the Health Alert Hotline. If Medicare is your primary insurance, then you could qualify for a back or knee brace at little or no charge. I have an old injury from my football playing days, and anything that can help take that pain away and make it more manageable, that has my attention. I love the free delivery, and they take care of the paperwork for you. So if you have Medicare and need help for back, ankle, knee, or shoulder pain, please call the Health Alert Hotline at 800-428-1570. That's 800-428-1570. Agents are standing by 24/7, so go ahead and call now. 800-428-1570.
Are you an inventor who would like to try to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to companies, but you don't know what to do next? Call for free information from InventHelp. InventHelp, a leading inventor service company, has been helping inventors since 1984 and has sales offices located in more than 60 cities nationwide. You'll want to talk to the company that has helped secure more than 7,000 invention patents. So call InventHelp. Even if you have an idea for improving an existing product and don't know where to go with it, you'll still want to call InventHelp for free information. You'll find out how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to companies. So call now.
Call InventHelp at 1-800-316-1738. That's 1-800-316-1738. Get your free information by dialing 1-800-316-1738. That's 1-800-316-1738. 1-800-316-1738.
People got to understand this here. We all can have dreams.
But the dream will never chase us. We have to chase the dream.
Welcome back, everyone. Dorfot Sports Weekend Edition. Remember, you can check us out anytime at DorfotSportsRadio.com. It is time for parting shots, and Mike Wilson, you go ahead.
All right, my parting shot is that boxing needs to take a close look at getting some people to oversee the whole boxing gig. Last night was just atrocious to the sport. It's a great sport. It's the sweet science, but it does need some some oversight.
Well said, Mike. For me, it's about the 4th of July holiday and watching Major League Baseball, eating hot dogs, and just really enjoying the middle of your summer. It's a rite of passage for the United States of America and Americans. And if you like sports, check out Major League Baseball. Get to the ballpark. The atmosphere is absolutely electric. It's great for families. And I have just so many cherished memories on Independence Day watching Major League Baseball between Cleveland and Phoenix. That's going to do it for us here on Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. For Andy Dorf, for Mike Wilson, for Scott on the other side of the glass, I am Jeff Fritch, and this has been Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. Hey!
May we do it again sometime?
Bye-bye.
You've been listening to Dorf on Sports with Andy Dorf. Till next time.